from KQED.
Under California's new prison realignment plan, the state has transferred control of low-level offenders to the counties. Many of these offenders have a history of mental illness, and that's presenting a new challenge to local law enforcement agencies. In the second of our series, Prison Break, a collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting, the California Report's Scott Schaefer looks at how the state's largest county, Los Angeles, is coping with an influx of prisoners with mental health issues.
Los Angeles runs the largest county jail in the United States. And since realignment began last October, it's gotten a lot bigger. The county jail population is up more than 23%. Inmates with mental health problems end up here at the Twin Towers Corrections Facility. Francesca Anello with the County Mental Health Department oversees inmates sent here to serve time under realignment.
It used to be that we would get people that here were short-term, and so it's very difficult to get them hooked up in the community if they're going in and out so quickly. And so we would miss an opportunity sometimes to actually work with them long-term.
Anello says that with realignment, they're able to spend more time with prisoners on mental health issues and ensure a smooth reentry when prisoners are released.
We have a team that actually follows people for 30 days in the community to make sure all the supports are in place, so it's kind of like a warm handoff so that they don't end up getting reincarcerated.
Yes, now it's my first initial visit.
Okay, when
did you get released?
Saturday. Under the new system, inmates released in South Los Angeles have 48 hours to report here to the county probation department's hub in Linwood. This is where law enforcement and social service agencies coordinate post-release supervision. Kimberly Tillman, who oversees the operation, says a large percentage of people showing up here have mental health problems, ranging from depression to bipolar disorder or schizophrenia.
It can be about 50%. Sometime on our busy days, it can be about 75%.
In the past, former prisoners with mental health problems would be seen at clinics run by the state parole department. Tillman says that's changed. Now, counties are responsible for assessments of each ex-offender.
We look for mood swings. We look for posture. You look confused. If you're fidgeting, if you're agitated sometime, and or we have people that are irate because they haven't had their medications.
Tillman says getting ex-cons into mental health treatment improves chances for rehabilitation and protects public safety.
My fear is that someone in the community will be hurt because one assessment wasn't complete and we didn't actually provide them with the wraparound services that they needed.
Many ex-offenders with mental health issues will be referred here to Project 180, a comprehensive reentry program in downtown Los Angeles. It's located in the heart of the city's Skid Row, where hundreds of homeless people clog the sidewalks. Outside these doors, recovering addicts and users run a daily gauntlet of temptations and offers of drugs.
Okay, guys, last call for men's self-esteem.
Among those here this morning is Angela Scott, a heavyset woman in her 50s.
In 1985, my brother was shot and killed, and I started using drugs.
Scott was in prison for drug possession. She got out in December. Under the old system, Scott would have been on state parole, and violating parole might have sent her back to prison. Now she's assigned here, a one-stop shop where clients get regular counseling and group therapy. It's a welcome change after more than two decades in and out of prison.
To come here to a place is like a safe haven. It just makes me stronger. I never had any help, really, just go to prison. So this time I'm talking, letting it out, letting all the garbage inside out.
Across the room, Warrenton Dean describes his history of gang-related crime. Dean bounced from one state prison to another. Last year, he was released in L.A., and after talking with a county probation officer, realized he needed help.
You know what I mean? With my anger management, my coping skills, my life skills, my values and everything. And they told me, hey, if you need the help, we can help you. But you got to help yourself.
Since realignment took effect, Project 180 has been inundated with new clients. Victoria Simon is the executive director.
While we're excited about the growth and about being able to expand, I think all of us are a little concerned about how quickly that's happening and can we make sure that we maintain the quality of care.
Simon adds that so far, state funding has been there to cover additional programs, staff, and space. One benefit of realignment, says Simon, Her program has almost daily contact with these ex-felons.
It's Project 180 staff, not probation, that knows the clients that are doing well, the clients that aren't doing well, the clients that have relapsed, who's having issues. So we're really the ones notifying probation at this point of who's doing what out there.
That's not to say realignment is problem-free. Not all counties have the mental health resources LA has. And even here, some former inmates up and leave mental health programs without notice, or they just disappear from law enforcement's radar. To help keep track of them, the LA Police Department shifted 150 cops to realignment duty. Detective Eric Sage is one of them. His concern, losing track of ex-cons who use their mental health status to avoid surveillance by law enforcement.
If they're going to go out there and just, you know, go sit in a hospital to hide from us, we're not down with that. Obviously, if we get them help, then hopefully they'll become, you know, contributing citizens and they're not going to be slaves to drugs or their own mind.
The jury is still out on whether counties will do a better job helping ex-offenders with mental health problems than the state did. But one thing seems certain. Realignment is encouraging social service agencies to collaborate with local law enforcement in ways they never did before. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in Los Angeles.
Tune in tomorrow as we wrap up our series Prison Break with a look at whether California prisons can now fulfill a promise to rehabilitate the state's toughest criminals. You can find all the stories and view a video clip on state prison reform at our website, californiareport.org.